we hear the expression in the shade of the lotus feet. The Vaishnavas, they couch their prayers that way. They want to be in the shade of the lotus feet of the Lord or his devotees. Raghunath Das Goswami saying, Nija Nikata Nivasa Dehi Govardhanatvam. Govardhan, give me a place nearby. Always, they ask for the least. Because the strategy, if you want to say, is that this is so high and so wonderful and spacious and comprehensive that the least touch of this gives you everything. You don't need to ask for more. And once it's a strategy. So we see all the genuine devotees, they never ask for too much. They all, and not even too, they ask for the least amount of contact. To be in the shade of the lotus feet of the Lord and his devotees. And here, we're in the shade of the lotus feet of Srila Rupa Goswami, in the shade of the lotus feet of Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami, in the shade of the lotus feet of Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami, in the shade of the lotus feet of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Jai Nyasi Maharaj, my old friend, in the shade of Nyasi Maharaj. So, because Gurudev, so many of his pastimes took place here, and he said once, and when we went to Koi Kali in Calcutta, not Dum Dum Park, the other one, and he said, because it was around the time of the installation of the deities there, and sometimes Gurudev just say one thing, as Vaishnava Mahar, Shruta Shrava Prabhu said once, we're like chatuk birds, we're waiting for that one drop. And that drop on that particular day, Gurudev said, because he was always talking about the wills of Krishna. And he didn't say the will of Krishna, he always said the wills of Krishna. The wills of Krishna. But he said on this day, he said, but the will of the Vaishnava is in that sense higher. Because why? A Vaishnava devotee, Guru Maharaj tells us, when the infinite comes under the control of the finite, so devotion is all about that, if anything, when Krishna, he comes under the influence of his devotees. So the appropriate strategy is always to approach the devotees. Don't try for Krishna direct. We see his threefold bending form means he's crooked by nature. You know, it's not going to be, when you're approaching Krishna, who knows? Everything is unpredictable. Rupa Goswami says, Ahiri Vagatam Prem Naswa Bhava Kuti Labhave. Talking about Prem, we walk by some building with Prem written on it or something. I said, what kind of Prem? What are you talking about? Prem, you know, there's Krishna Prem. Prabhupada told us in the beginning, he said, you cannot apply the word Prem to things other than Krishna. But, so why did I say that? Because, oh, Krishna. So he says, Rupa Goswami says, like the movements of a serpent. And you see, like sometimes they're going like this. It's actually going in a particular direction. It's not like they're lacking, they're going somewhere. But the way they go is like that. So Guru Maharaj is saying, Krishna, his movement, it's going in a particular way toward his domain, which means love, ecstasy, rasa, but it moves in a crooked way. But the experts can see it, the overall direction is going that way. But those are the experts. But for the regular devotees to try and approach Krishna directly, is not advisable. Because Krishna is also known as Bhaktavatsala. He's irresistibly drawn to the love and affection of his devotees. So Narottam Thakur particularly, his day is coming, not Monday, but Tuesday. You say, Asraya Loya Bhaje Tari Krishna Nahitaje Akarane Marane Gelo. Saying, don't try to approach Krishna directly. Take shelter of the devotee, and automatically you get Krishna. So, the will of the Vaishnava, Gurudev, Guru Maharaj, Prabhupada, they willed us to be Krishna conscious. So it was beyond what any of us could estimate that Krishna consciousness would be. Whatever we might have thought, and at any time, at any point, but particularly in the beginning, they willed us to be Krishna conscious, envisioned us as being Krishna conscious, and somehow, to some degree, that impression came to us. So, the will of the Vaishnava, when Srila Gurudev was here in Vrindavan, before this place, he would see, we're talking about the shade of the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami, we're right there. Gopal, what is that? Asraya Loya Bhaje Tari. Arsab Mori Na Akarani. Yes. Means take shelter of Krishna. So here we see next to us, and we'll visit tomorrow, Rupa Goswami Samadhi, Bhajan Kutir, Jiva Goswami Samadhi, and Krishna Kaviraj Goswami. But then so many others next to that. And we don't mean to commit offense, but to make a point, all paid. That's why they're there. They're paid Pushpa Samadhi. They gave some money and then put it. And Gurudev, and many Sahajiyas are there. And for those who don't know what Sahajiyas are, they're bad people. No. Imitationists. Like, what's worse, a counterfeit money? But you have a $100 bill, a real $100 bill, and then a phony $100 bill. The phony $100 bill looks just like a real one, but is worth nothing. In fact, it may be illegal to possess one. It's criminal to have one. It's just like that. There's real Krishna consciousness. The imitation of it looks like it to the untrained eye. It's not only worthless, but criminal. But that's another story. But many of them are there, and Gurudev said to me once, he said, I could not tolerate to place Guru Maharaj with all those Sahajiyas. Those are his words. That's how he said it. Before this place, he, just like the perfect devotee saying, what, an atomic presence in that plane. Asamaho Sharanainu Jushamahangsham Vrindavane Kimapi Gumalatosa Uddhava saying, an atomic place in the soil of Vrindavan. It's so high and exalted, and Adam's position there will be good for me. So Gurudev thought, on the outskirts of town, a little place there, that's how he's thinking from his point of view as a humble Vaishnava. But he said, I could not tolerate that Guru Maharaj will be there, because people are saying, oh, why don't you make a Pushpa Samadhi for your Guru Maharaj there? Then I cannot do that. In good conscience, in his heart, in his deep heart's core, he could not tolerate that idea and knows it's wrong, it cannot be. That's the will of the Vaishnava. Krishna is in the background and he knows. So we, and it's a, all these things are significant. So back in Navadvip, Gurudev's telephone is not working. Right? This is before smartphones and his landline is dead. And just like while we're talking now, every now and then he picks up the landline to see if there's any dial tone. And he puts it down. There's nothing there. Jai Ananda Leela Maya Vigrahaya. Hare Krishna. Shortened to Ananda Vigraha. Dandava Prabhu. When he, these are big Dandavas, yes.
Oh, Krishna.
Hey, Krishna.
Jai Guru.
Try not to hurt anyone.
I'm trying.
Least of all yourself. Ananda Leela Maya Vigrahaya Himala Divyashtavi Sundaraya. Here, have a sit in the chair.
Here?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, I'm in the middle of saying something, but please sit there and just join in.
Okay.
So, Gurudev, every now and then, he's picking up the phone to see if there's any dial tone. It's dead. And then he goes on day after day, week after week. One day he just picks up the phone like that. And near across the street, Krishna Ballabha Prabhu, his son's on some tailor clothiers in the Loy Bazaar. He's on the phone. So, and he's saying, this property next to Rupa Goswami, to the Samadhi Bhajan Kutya, Rupa Goswami, Radha Damodar, Jiva Goswami, Krishna Kaviraj, it's impossible to get that. Impossible. He's saying, it's available, and it's available only to you. Some other person offered him twice as much money, and he refused to accept it. He said, no, I'm only offering this to Govinda Maharaj at a reasonable price. No, I'll give you twice as much. See, no, it's not that kind of thing. It has to go to a substantial person and someone who can represent what this is all about. That line, that Rupa Nuga line, Saraswati Thakur said of Guru Maharaj, the Rupa Nuga Dhara, the one who's carrying the current, the line of Rupa Goswami. So, he offered it to Gurudev, Gurudev accepted and came here. So, as a Vaishnava for himself, the little place on the outskirts of Vrindavan, that was cancelled by Krishna. And he's saying, Govinda Maharaj, he wants the Rupa Nuga Dhara, Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami, to be established here, next to the Samadhi in the shade of the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami, here in Seva Kunj. So that was arranged. So impossible of impossible things, and it shows the primacy of the position of Srila Guru Maharaj and the Rupa Nuga line, and Srila Gurudev's unending desire to glorify Guru Maharaj as such. So when we would come here and Srila Gurudev would stay in the next room, we, at the time, maybe not now, but you could look out the window and still see the Samadhi of Rupa Goswami like that. But Guru Maharaj felt when others encroached on that area that it was impertinent. That he said, Jiva Goswami showed the example and that his Samadhi is located a respectful distance from Rupa Goswami's Samadhi, as is Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. So anything contrary to that, Guru Maharaj is considered impertinent. And when I had asked, actually it was Srila Puri Maharaj was visiting, and he pointed to Guru Maharaj and said, I mean, he went like this, Rupa Nuga Dhara, Rupa Nuga Dhara. And that's the first time I heard it. And after he left, I said, Puri Maharaj called you Rupa Nuga Dhara. What does that mean? And Guru Maharaj became a little shy and he said, oh, it means who's carrying the current of Sri Rupa. And he said, my God brothers say that when Saraswati Thakur called me to his bedside to sing Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, he said, that Puri Maharaj, he was singing. Because Saraswati Thakur asked Srila Guru Maharaj to sing Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, which is the song of the Gaudiya line, right? In praise of Sri Rupa as being the leader. And Guru Maharaj is always hesitating. As Gurudev said, like Rupa Goswami, when Mahaprabhu is introducing Rupa Goswami, to the, Rupa Goswami's in the back. Mahaprabhu said, Rupa, tell them that sloka you wrote that makes everyone happy about the holy name. They have to like push him to the front, but Mahaprabhu wants to indicate he is the leader of this line. So in a similar way, Saraswati Thakur is saying, calling Guru Maharaj, and he's hesitating. So Bhaktivilas Tirtha Maharaj, Kunja Babu at the time, everyone knows Puri Maharaj. He's a great kirtaniya, expert singer and qualified in many ways. So he says, you sing, because Sridhar Maharaj is hesitating. So he starts singing, and very nicely. And Saraswati Thakur says, stop him, and says, I don't want to hear the sweet tune. And he called Srila Guru Maharaj. So Puri Maharaj, in his humility, he's the one who was there. He said, what we saw was a mystic power transmission of the Rupa Nuga line from Srila Saraswati Thakur to Srila Sridhar Maharaj. If he were not humble, he could steer that in another direction. He's saying, that's what we saw. That's what was indicated. And Guru Maharaj told me, he said, so my God brothers, they say at that point, I was given entrance into the group of Sri Rupa Mantri. They say that. He said, I rather like to think I was posted at the gate to see who will enter and who will not enter. And we're all like breathless at that point. And then Guru Maharaj said, and I'm not allowing anyone and everyone. And everybody went back a little bit. So he will say that. He's saying, they say I was given an... They say, now I say posted at the gate. Srila Gurudev, he won't say posted at the gate. He will say entered. Right? We discussed this before. Then his humility, he will say like that. But Bhakti Rakkak, the Rakkak means the guard. Or as I suggested in the beginning, I said, is it all right if we tell guardian of devotion? And Guru Maharaj and Gurudev, yes, we like that very much. The guardian, who will decide who will enter, who will not. So, Srila Gurudev and Srila Guru Maharaj established here in this holy of holy places, and this is in one sense where it all began. We can point to different places in life, Saraswati Thakur, but as we will see tomorrow, when we visit at Radha Damodar, the room of Srila Prabhupada, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. In one sense, it all began there and it all ends here. So we're all super fortunate to come at this time. Kartik Mas has started, the month of Ratarani. And Guru Maharaj said in a very sweet way, in Gita, Krishna says, Marga Shirshoham. He's saying which month he is. So Krishna's saying, I'm November, just to round it off. That's my month. And Guru Maharaj says, in the line of Sanatana Goswami, well, if Krishna is November, then Radharani has to be October. Because always, Hare Krishna, Radharani must come first. So if that's Krishna's time, then we can understand the month before that is the month of Radharani. And it's at this time again, to say it all starts, Guru Maharaj, after, in the aftermath of Gaudiya Math, he came here around 1940-41. And at that time, he's deeply meditating on surrender, Sharanagati. Just as he later composed for Prapanna Jivanamritam, Bhagavat Bhakti Tat Sarvam Hitam Sri Jividarapi Kainkarjam Krishna Padaika Shreyatam Sharanagati. You get everything from this. He said, Saraswati Thakur said, Sharanagati is cash in the hand. Everything else is like a check or can happen. Surrender is cash in the hand. So Guru Maharaj, thinking deeply on surrender, he compiled all these slokas and published the Pranajivanamritam a year later. But completing his Kartik Mas Vrat and tour, then he decided three things he thought of where he's like in semi-retirement mode and he's going to establish his own mode. Three places. One here, Udavkyari, the place where the Brahma Gita is spoken by Srimati Radharani. Place number two, Gambhir in Puri, the room that Mahaprabhu lived the last 12 years of his life in the company of Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Roy, cultivating Radha Bhav 24/7 for the last 12 years of his life. But the third place, Navadvip. And he said, Vrindavan's for the highest section of liberated souls. But we're told the non-liberated will get everything in Navadvip. And I remember being heavily under Guru Maharaj's influence. I'd come from Navadvip once and I was here with the mayor of Vrindavan, Vishwambar Goswami. He was very friendly at the time. He was the leader of the Radharaman Goswami. And so he stayed with, he slept in my bed when he visited me. Very friendly. His family adored Saraswati Thakur. And, but anyway, so I'd come from Guru Maharaj and I said, to, I was very excited. And I said, and talking about Prabodhananda's verse, yata yata gora padara vinde vinde ta bhaktam krita punirasi tatata tot sarpati hriti kasmat radha padam bodha sudamburasi. And at one point I said to him, my guru said, every atom of Navadvip is capable of giving Vrindavan in full. And then I realized, like, well, maybe that's not the best thing to say to the mayor of Vrindavan. And he, and just by saying, he said, you must be a disciple of Sridhar Maharaj. He could recognize, like, where does that type of thought come from? Sridhar Maharaj. But that's a fact. Guru Maharaj said, every atom of Navadvip is capable in giving Vrindavan in full. The entrance to Krishna Leela is in Gaura Leela. Navadvip is Vrindavan and distribution mode, all these things. So he settled upon Navadvip. And we know, took permission from Nityananda Prabhu and Ekachakra. And then, where did he go anywhere? No, he picked the Aparad Bhanjanera Path, that part where all the Aparadis are forgiven their offenses. Strategy at every step of the way. But it was here in Vrindavan that Guru Maharaj, in this month, like we're doing now, he became in a deep mood of meditation, thoughtfulness, thinking, what would be the appropriate place? So, in the light of Guru Maharaj's conception and Srila Gurudev's service to Srila Guru Maharaj, we're here. We like to think under their guidance, because one shouldn't take one step in this divine plane without being under shelter and guidance of the superior Vaishnavas. So, in remembrance of them, we'll, in our own small way, this small group, I like the small group, do some parikrama over the next few days, many auspicious days in the near future. And beginning tomorrow in the room of Srila Prabhupada at Radha Damodara, in the shade of the lotus feet of Sri Rupa, Sri Jiva, and Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami. So I'm very happy to see you all and see you survived. So, Hare Krishna.
All of us been very excited about you coming. Only thing.
They need somebody to preach to.
Well, the bumblebees have been all Goswami Maharaj, Goswami Maharaj, Goswami Maharaj. It's very exciting.
I hope, I aspire to that. I said that to Gurudev once. Gurudev said something in praise, and I went to my room and I was with Srila Gurudev, and I said to him too, I said, Maharaj, you know, could you just tone it down a little bit? Like,
yeah.
It's like, you know, it's I'm getting out over my skis, kind of like, you know. And Gurudev was so hurt, and he turned, and because I was saying, don't say these, maybe this isn't good for me to hear this type of encouragement. And Gurudev was hurt, and he said, Maharaj, he said, I'm practicing my religion. You know, like, amani na manani. This is what I do. It's not meaningless flattery. And so he corrected me. And then, and he preached to me a little while longer. And when he left, I thought, and I'll conclude with that. And there's two things. My estimation of who I am and what I am, how I see myself and what I've known of myself in this lifetime, right? And I think, like, I've got that. I know what I'm like, what I've been like, what I am, and all that. So, but here, these higher Vaishnavas, they're saying, you have this potential. Gurudev would say, you can't imagine how bright your future is, your prospect. And Guru Maharaj, they're saying these things. And so then I asked myself this question. I said, ultimately, who do you believe in? Do you believe more in your vision of who you are or their vision of what your future prospect is? What do you believe, which is a better vision to ascribe to? And I thought, I have faith in Guru Maharaj and Gurudev, and if they say this, I might think it's impossible from my own assessment of myself, but if they say this sort of prospect is possible in the future, I believe it, I believe in them, and I aspire to be how they see me. So we aspire, as the Vaishnavas, they see us, they give us these wonderful names. Because about your name, I have to say it. His name is Ananda Vigraha Prabhu. But once I was talking to Gurudev, when I first came to Vrindavan, and Raman Reti, there was just sand and some rebar sticking out of the sand. And Nyasi Maharaj may remember those times. And, but at that time, there's just a few devotees. Gurudas was one of them, Jamuna of Cookbook, and Radhakrishna, she was there. So, the reason I mentioned it, cooking, there was only a handful of us there. I was like more or less visiting. I just arrived in India. But Jamuna was cooking, and someone from the Gaudiya Math named Anand, everyone called Anand Maharaj, he was cooking. So, and he was a very jolly Vaishnava. When he would serve the prasadam, you find out my name was Dhira Krishna, he'd say, oh, Dhira Datta, Dhira Lalita, Dhira Shanta, Dhira Shanta. He'd quote Rupa Goswami, made a joyous atmosphere, and he was an unbelievably good cook. So I was sharing this with Gurudev one day. I said, Jamuna was the cook, her, and this Anand Maharaj. And he goes, oh, I know him. Yeah, they called him that for short. He said, actually, he was Srila Saraswati Thakur's cook. I said, oh my God. He cooked for Saraswati Thakur. He said, but his actual name was Ananda Leela Maya Vigraha Prabhu. From the first line of the Prabodhan. Ananda Leela Maya Vigraha Prabhu. But for obvious reasons, they called him Anand. So, because I mentioned this, and I said, he's Ananda Vigraha, but here was the full-blown Ananda Leela Maya Vigraha Prabhu. So I think it also showed Saraswati Thakur had a sense of humor.
Is that why Gurudev said that day when I walked in? Is that why he changed it? He said, actually, your name is...
I think that's what he was telling me. That's the full blown, and he shortened to Ananda Vigraha. But he told me that type of history. So anyway, we're in the land of Anandam.
He told me that actually you're
Gaura Lila. Uh-huh, that's Mahaprabhu. Yes, he's the Ananda Lila. And the verse originally appears in Chaitanya Bhagavat, and it's echoed by Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur, and it's about Mahaprabhu. Just, what is the other one he says is also Mahaprabhu? The Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha.
Yeah.
So, but those will be future discussions. Hare Krishna. Jai Om Vishnupad, Srila Bhakti Sandra Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki
Jai.
Jai. Vishnupad, Srila Bhakti Bhakak Shira Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki
Jai.
Jai. Bhagavan Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki
Jai.
Jai. Jai Suparikar Sri Sri Guru Gauranga. Jai. Jai. Radha Rasa Bihari. Gandhavira Rasa Bihari Dhu Ki
Jai.
Sri Rupa Goswami Prabhu Ki
Jai.
Sri Diva Goswami Prabhu Ki
Jai. Jai.